Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
ET out, Hoff out as they take an early holiday. So we got Dove and Rosie on the other side here who will partake in the 3RQ with me. Three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, feed the dog or yourself first. So before I get your answers here, and you could, if you want to use cat, whatever, we happen to have a dog. You know, generally, I get home from work. I'm late, get home late, 7:45, usually a little traffic, a long day, doing this show, doing the TV show, whatever. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying how it is. You get home and then immediately my wife's barking out orders and you get to feed the dog, but I want to eat myself because I haven't eaten in several hours. Last night, she gave me the option. You know, before I get home, usually it's, oh, here's what's for dinner or here are the options. Also, I didn't feed Maddox, so you can feed him after you eat, if you'd like. And now I felt the burden of responsibility and pressure. Like, well, I want to eat, but I also don't want to, you know, I want to feed the dog. So, Rosie, what do you think that I did?
What do I think you did?
Yeah.
I think you fed the dog, because like me, you are a dog-friendly human.
So that would be what you would do, is feed the dog?
I would feed the dog first. As the dog expert at the station, I need to feed the dog first.
Dove?
Well, is Maddox there with you as you're eating?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be around the kitchen.
He's going to be watching you eat while he is hungry.
Yeah.
Obviously, you feed him first.
I didn't eat my full meal before I fed him. But in what world do we live in that now I got to cater to the freaking dog? I mean, where do I rank on the depth chart? It's unbelievable. Everywhere. Down, 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 down. I'm trying to work up, 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 up. And everywhere it keeps going down, down, down. At first it was me. My wife loved me. I was top of the depth chart. Then it's the dog, and now I start to get a notch down. Then it's the baby, and now both Maddox and I get a notch down. But I'm so far down the pecking order that I have to eat last behind the dog?
I mean, are you cooking are you cooking Maddox a gourmet meal here?
No, but it's a pain in the neck. So I'll tell you what I did. So last night, my wife made, we love the cauliflower pizza from Costco. She made that for Sammy, our daughter, and they had that, but there was one little slice left. Now, normally I eat a whole pie, so that was not my main dinner, but there was one slice left that she said was fair game. So when I walked in and put my bag down, I ate that slice before anything else. Then I went to the fridge, got Maddox a little slice of ham, dry food, ripped it up. It takes a little while, you know what I'm saying? It's a pain in the neck. Bent down, put the thing down. Here you go, good boy. Then he ate, and then I was able to make my dinner. I had a sandwich last night.
I think that's fair. You had a quick bite to eat, then you feed Maddox, and then you actually had your meal.
I know, but like, when does it end? When does it end? I'm working all day, multiple jobs. I'm out of the house. I'm stressed. A lot going on. I can't even get home and eat. Like, really, what should be happening is I should be... Dinner should be served. I should be coming to Maddox. You should be already fed. And I should be sitting there waiting for whatever dinner is served. That's how it was with my dad. He walked in from work from one job, I might add. Now he's working all day long, blue collar job. But he walked in from work, there was dinner on the table. And if there wasn't, it would not be a pleasant mood. But I can't remember a time where there wasn't actually dinner, or at least some kind of quality option. Now, this is not a knock on my wife because she's very busy and doing her own thing and taking care of Sammy and her own job and all that stuff. I'm just saying, like, at what point does it end? All right, number two. So I did the right thing, you think, there. We split the baby.
Yes.
Ate a little something so I wasn't starving, fed Maddox out of guilt, and then went back to eating my normal meal. Number two, do you ask people for help in the store or find it yourself? Go ahead, Rosie.
I find it myself. I'm a lone wolf when it comes to that. I find it myself.
Dove, you seem like an asker, but I'm going to ask you, what do you think?
Jeff is more efficient. If I think I can find it myself, I'll do it myself. If I don't see it, I'll ask.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the exact... Oh, no, this is what it was. So my wife sent me to the store this past Sunday. I went to the store. She didn't send me there, but I was happy to go to the store anyway. And she said, oh, well, you're there. Look for this for me. And I look for it. I go up and down the aisles, and I'm not seeing it. And then I start to think, like, is it just me who doesn't believe it's here because I just want to move on and do what I needed to do? But I don't want to come home without it because we all know how that goes. So now I'm looking up and down, don't see it. I call her. I'm like, it's not there. They don't have it. They must have ran out. And she goes, why don't you just ask them?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy. And I don't want to ask anybody. I don't want them to bother me, and I don't want to bother them. I don't want to ask somebody. I've been in that spot before when I worked at King Collin Home Depot. It's like, and that's part of the job, but like, I don't really know. So if I'm walking back to the bathroom or going back to the break with my Home Depot apron on and somebody in lumber is like, hey, do you know where the 2x4s are? And I'm like, bro, I have no idea. I'm a cashier. So usually I try not to, like, I know that they don't want to be bothered. Excuse me, sir. So normally I don't. And my wife asks everybody, oh, do you, like, sometimes we're just walking together and all of a sudden she'll be like, oh, do you know where? And I drop back. I dip in that spot. I'll go to another aisle. Like, I don't even want the embarrassment of being around her when she asks somebody else.
You drop to the prevent coverage there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm dropping back. You want to be aggressive and go for it? Go ahead. Go get the quarterback. I'm laying low on this one. Going to another aisle. But in this particular case, I did ask, and then the guy confirmed that it was very nice. They don't have it in this store. Okay, there we go. But normally, I just don't want to ask. I'll find it myself, and if I can't find it myself, I don't deserve to have it. That's my motto. Number three, a little Turkey Day Thanksgiving here, one for you. Turkey on Thanksgiving. Do you think turkey should be the primary meat on Thanksgiving? It's been a tradition forever. I mean, I like turkey, but do I love it? Is it the best meat possible? I saw somewhere on social media, you know, my algorithm, that brisket maybe should be the preferred choice on Thanksgiving. And it was at that point I thought to myself, wow, brisket on Thanksgiving sounds pretty good. Turkey on Thanksgiving sounds pretty eh. So I ask you, Rosie, turkey on Thanksgiving, yay or nay?
Yes, 100%. It has to be the number one meat. The number one protein is turkey.
Wow, you're not looking to deviate at all, huh?
No, I don't mind having a secondary option. Like, the tertiary option can be a brisket, but your number one option...
No, it's got to be either or. You can't make brisket and... I mean, I guess you can. I'm talking in my situation. It's either brisket or turkey.
Oh, then it's turkey. 100%.
I'm looking to punt the turkey. I think it's become... You know, like Brian Cashman, time to move on. Dove, what do you think? Turkey?
Well, who else is eating with you? It's not just your family.
Whatever, it's your family. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying in general, if you're serving, you're hosting.
If they're coming for Thanksgiving, they're expecting turkey.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's... I mean, yes, it's been a thing, but why not change it up? Just because you're expecting one thing, it doesn't mean that the next thing can't be better.
You can discuss it beforehand. Say, by the way, is it okay?
No. If you're hosting it, it is what it is. What are you going
to
do about it?
Wait. If you're the host, you're trying to make a situation that they all enjoy. You want them to have what they want.
I
want to
know who's eating the turkey anyway. To me, it's all about the sides. It's about the apps. It's about the rice balls in our family. Like, I like that stuff. The antipasto, the rice balls, the stuffing, the potatoes, whether it's mashed or brown potato. I'm all about those things. Even more so the desserts than the turkey. Turkey? Hey, come on. But brisket, now that's a different story.
Turkey is the main event. The turkey for Thanksgiving is the main event, and it's a tradition. Although I will remind you that tradition is just peer pressure from dead people.
Correct. And that
and I
is
think
why,
that's important to know.
And that is why I think for the first time in my life, like I really never gave it any thought. And this is where I credit social media, whoever posted that on X or Instagram, whatever. Whoever posted that thought about, hey, brisket should be the main meat on Thanksgiving. I was like, you know what? I never thought about that. I've just been a sheep following along with tradition and history. And yeah, we cook the turkey. We make the turkey. We baste the turkey. By the way, have you ever cut a turkey? Like since my father died. Maybe the worst thing about my father not being here is that now I have to carve the turkey. Like, I mean, you ever carve a turkey up, either of you two? You ever do that?
I have.
And?
You get to know how to do it.
It's a pain in the ass.
but by the way, they sell like turkey breast without the whole turkey. You don't have to have this carving problem.
Well, if you're going to do it, you might as well make the turkey. I mean, we they've been doing it forever. Like you said, tradition. If we're going to go away from the tradition, I'm going to go to a different meat. I'm not carving up the turkey. You ever carve a turkey, Rosie?
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah. So before you sit there and say, no, turkey this, turkey that, turkey lurkey do, turkey lurkey that, why don't you carve a turkey? It's hard.
Oh, I see my family members do it. It is hard. I would say, why a brisket? Why can't it be a filet mignon?
I mean, it could, but now you're talking...
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that I saw somebody suggest brisket, and I thought it was not a bad idea. I don't know about, you know...
What would you prefer, brisket or a filet?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a filet, but now you're going to buy filet mignon for how many people that are coming over? Like, is that cost-effective?
It's the price of doing business. It's the price of hosting.
Bro, a simple brisket will do. I mean, I'm not sure the cost ratio with turkey to brisket. I do know this. Turkey doesn't taste great. Turkey is a pain in the ass to carve. Turkey is played out. I'm all for changing the tradition and going with brisket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.